This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Pitchers and catchers report today for the Detroit Tigers. We're going to have A.J. Hinch on tomorrow. Baseball season right around the corner.
Oh, man. And what, another, what is it? A couple of days, week from now, is when everybody else is supposed to be there. Now, guys will arrive early.
Yeah.
Get a little itchy, a little excited.
Will Alex Bregman arrive in Lakeland at any point? I know the story has dragged on and on and on. And I think there's a real fatigue factor to the point where some Tiger fans are going, you know what? We don't need him anyway. John, let's not lose sight of what Alex Bregman would mean to this baseball team. I'm very much still in on Bregman. And I think the Tigers, by all reports, are still in on Alex Bregman. This is a player who is easily one of the four or five best at his position in all of baseball. Last year, he would have been the third best player on the Tigers, behind only Tarik Skubal and Riley Green, who were all-stars and had great seasons. He's a proven right-handed bat. He's a proven playoff performer. He's a big-time glove in the infield. They don't have many of those. John, I don't get the people who are souring on Alex Bregman. I'd give him a six-year deal right now and call it good. 6 years, 180. And now, if he doesn't want to be here, that's a separate thing. But I don't get the people who are suddenly going, well, we don't want him anyway. He's a huge addition if they land him.
He would be a huge addition. And you're talking about an addition that I think a lot of people right now are looking at the 6 years and saying, I don't want six, I want five. And I think you're splitting hairs in regards to that. But it's also the matter of baseball and the offseason is done differently. Every sport has its quirks. And the offseason for football, and I think this is where we get a little bit jaded, of we want to know what the answer is right now, is there's a tampering period. What is it, 24 hours, 48 hours before free agency actually opens up, and you know where some guys are going even before free agency begins. And then there is a flurry. And if you are the top three or four, as Bregman is at his position in all of baseball,
yep.
If you're that way in football, you're snatched up right away. No team has to wait. There's no, you know, angst over, are we going to get him or is he going to go somewhere else? By the time the first wave is done, then they start working on the second wave. And those guys, everything is pretty much decided within 3, maybe 4 weeks. And then there's always some older veterans that are looking to extend their career that might not sign up until training camp. For baseball, it's completely different. The opening of free agency might be the slowest day in all of baseball, because nothing happens. And it's agent, it's player, and it's teams that are negotiating between everything. And you get to the start of training camp, and there's still going to be some guys, as there was last year, that still haven't signed. So I think you just have to understand the business side of it, not a team spending money or, you know, needing to be in at the beginning, the first couple of days of training camp. But you've got to understand that baseball contracts, rosters, the offseason, it's all done differently than it is in every other sport. And that leads to the impatience and the exhaustion that some people are feeling of Alex Bregman. A lot of people are saying, I don't care what he signs for, I just don't want him here anymore, because if he wanted to be here, he would have signed. That's not how this works.
He has one last payday in his professional career. And you could argue, Scott, Boris has botched it. But they are still going to try to get the best deal they can, and it's gone down to the wire. But the idea that, well, I don't want Alex Bregman at this point. I wouldn't sign him for a 5 or a 6 year deal. I wouldn't. Guys, the only players at his position who had a better year last year, remember, last year was a down year for Bregman. Everybody likes to point, oh, his numbers weren't even that good. Jose Ramirez and Matt Chapman were the only third baseman with better WAR last season in all of baseball. Now, you want to make a case that you like Devers more? Fine. My point is, he's in that top tier of third baseman. The Tigers currently don't have a third baseman.
Right.
They've gone all in this offseason with no other plan B to this point. I mean, we told you, pitchers and catchers are already there. So they can still pivot, but they are very much chips on the table, in on Bregman. And I'm the same way today as I was when the offseason started. I want him here in Detroit badly. And I feel like that's maybe not the case from some of you. So let us know, are you in or are you out? And as this saga continues, let us know. 248-539-9797.
Here's another reason why Alex Bregman is still on the market. The teams that are in the running, Tigers, Blue Jays, Red Sox, you know, at the Astros, you know, going back to his former team, no one is sitting there going, this is a must have. This is urgent. We have to just simply outbid everybody else, because who do the Tigers have? Now, I'm not saying it's not going to be an upgrade for all of these teams, let alone the Tigers, but the Tigers do, if it doesn't work out for the Tigers, what do they have? They've got Vierling and they've got Chase Young.
Yes.
If it doesn't work out for the Astros, they've already got Isak Paredes.
Yep.
Tell me if you heard that name before.
Yep.
The Red Sox
have Devers.
Devers. And so there's no sense of urgency, which has led to this continuing to drag out.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what he's going to do. Nobody knows what he's going to do. The idea that he's going to sign a four-year deal in Boston or Chicago, the Cubs are another team that people have talked about, as opposed to a longer deal from Detroit, I mean, he's free to make whatever decision he wants, but if Detroit's got a six-year deal out there, and I think they should be offering a six-year deal, he'll be a Detroit. He should be a Detroit Tiger. He can do whatever he wants. He can take a lesser deal. He can take a worse deal. It's his prerogative, his business, but the Tigers were a playoff team a year ago. His old manager's here. By all accounts, they're competitive in the market. No one has said that they've lowballed at any point in any of this. And I'm sure if he signs elsewhere, we're going to hear what the offer was. But I think I'd like to know it right now, but I'm sure they want to keep it all buttoned up to give themselves the best chance to land Bregman.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John, you mentioned what they have. And look at the text we already get. Matt Vierling. He says, compare his stats to Matt Vierling. He beats out Vierling. He barely beats out Vierling and is 10 times the price. Another texter says, compare his stats to Vierling. Very similar. I wonder what the Tigers expect from Young. Do they even need Bregman? Guys, Vierling's going to play whether Bregman's here or not. It's right. Do you want both? Vierling's role
mean,
is this.
Wait. You mean you could have both?
I know.
And guys, you could add an extra right-handed bat?
Vierling can play the outfield. He can play the infield. He's a super utility. You don't want to make him your everyday third baseman. You'd rather have a better everyday option, right? And then still play Matt Vierling. People miss that because I've seen these comparisons, these side-by-sides on social media. You can play both of them.
And here's the other thing. We asked this question. Why can't you do both? Develop young players along with having veteran players that provide spark, provide protection for other players in the lineup. That's another thing that Bregman will do. He will help protect some of these younger players in the batting lineup and provide some stability in the lineup.
Here's this text. Javi Baez 2.0. Guys, are you picking up on the narrative here? There's a lot of people that have soured on Bregman in the process. This texter is comparing him to Javi Baez. Says we don't need another 5-year boat anchor. I'd support a shorter deal, but beyond 3 or 4, he's a liability more than an asset. That's Tony driving in on his way to work. I don't like the Baez comparison because I think the bat-to-ball skills are completely different. One guy is swinging and flailing at sliders in the other batter's box, Javi Baez, and he was doing some of that before he got here. He was always an undisciplined hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Bregman's career is much more disciplined. The walk rate for the career, much better. Bat to ball, contact guy. They are very different approaches at the plate. Bregman fits more of what Scott Harris has preached since he got here. I don't like the comparison. The only comparison is it's a lot of money for a lot of years. But I would argue part of owning a baseball team is, you know, the last year or so on these deals, you might have to eat a contract or two. That's the world of owning a multi-million-dollar sport. Organization.
Right. And it's also, I mean, it's the cost of doing business, because right now, if Chase Young develops into the player that we hope he develops into in 2 or 3 years, that's your third baseman. Should be.
Or he's playing second because Torres is only on a 1-year deal.
Correct. And so you have the ability to mix and match on the infield.
Yep.
And you have the ability to allow some of those young bats to come along and develop. And in years, okay, if he signs a 6-year deal, in year 4, I mentioned Chase Young. Who else should be a part of the equation at that time? You're going to have, and hopefully he makes the transition, which I don't think it's a hard transition from second to first, Colt Keith. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be better. You're going to have guys like Parker Meadows and Riley Green that, instead of thus talking about young guys developing, they're seasoned veterans. And you have other guys coming along like Max Clark.
Yeah.
Not every, and again, we're talking some prospects. Not every prospect's going to hit.
They're not all going to hit. And I think that's the key here. I think Harris, to his credit, has done a very nice job restocking that pool, has given them some young, promising players. But to his point, something he told us last year when we had Scott Harris on, yes, you can do both. They've been in on Bregman the entire way. They're still in on Bregman today. I don't feel like some fans are still in on Bregman, though. And I think the early returns on the text kind of support it. You guys tell us. It's going to happen soon. Got to happen soon. Are you in or are you out? And how do you feel about that long-term commitment to Alex Bregman? It's 97.1.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.